Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's first reading from Acts chapter 6, we heard of how St. Stephen bore courageous witness to the gospel, to Christ, to the point of undergoing unjust treatment and persecution, and eventually a martyr's death. St. Stephen would have the great privilege of being the first Christian martyr, the proto-martyr. St. Stephen was so very effective in winning over others to Christ and to the gospel on account of the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke, as the passage for today makes known to us. The wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke won so many over to Christ and the gospel. So the wisdom and the spirit, both of these were necessary, and such will be the case with all truly effective preachers and witnesses of the gospel throughout the ages. What can be said of the wisdom that so filled St. Stephen and made him so effective as an evangelist? Far from the so-called wisdom of the world, of being considered learned among the intellectual elite, a member of the academic world, as it were, true wisdom is a gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift which, as one author describes, enlightens the mind to discern and relish things divine, in the appreciation of which earthly joys lose their savor, while the cross of Christ yields a divine sweetness. The gift of wisdom reveals to us the mysteries of heavenly things, their exceeding greatness, power, and beauty, and to love them above and beyond all the passing joys and satisfactions of earth. And what can be said of the spirit that so filled St. Stephen? We know that this spirit was no ordinary, abstract, generalized term, but the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Most Holy Trinity. It is to the Holy Spirit that the work of sanctification, the sanctification of every human heart and soul, is attributed or appropriated, as it were. All three of the divine persons work in our hearts and souls to make us holy, but particularly, in a very special way, the Holy Spirit. For this reason, he's known as the sanctifier. We are made holy, saints, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit within us. And the saints are the best and most effective evangelizers. Such was St. Stephen, and such should we be as well. Effective evangelizers, preaching the gospel in word and in deed, something always in season, necessary, especially in today's world. People still need to know about the saving message of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, infinitely merciful towards all. During the remainder of this Easter season, leading up to Pentecost Sunday, fulfilling those 50 days of the Easter season, we'll continue to hear from the Acts of the Apostles, and how the Holy Spirit was so very active in the early church. It made it spread like wildfire, eventually reaching the four corners of the earth very quickly. For this reason, the Holy Spirit's, for his special presence and activity in the early church, as noted in the Acts of the Apostles. You know, the Acts of the Apostles is known as the gospel of the Holy Spirit. It was so present and so active on every page of that book of the Acts of the Apostles. What was indispensable then, at least according to God's plan, was the docility of so many Christians. Those early Christians, you know, many of them were so open and docile to the working of the Holy Spirit in their lives. With them, the Holy Spirit found little or no resistance to his work within them and through them, to his holy inspirations. Would that today the Holy Spirit could find in so many Christians, such as ourselves, docile instruments in his hands, who would resist him never, who would never say enough, but always open to his holy inspirations and his work in us and through us. The church and the world greatly need these kinds of men, women, and even children, truly docile instruments to the Holy Spirit. And may we be numbered among them. A great secret to do so, to be so, is staying near our Blessed Mother Mary, the closest one, closest creature to the Holy Spirit, so much so that she has been rightly called a spouse of the Holy Spirit, a truly tender devotion to Our Lady will ensure that we ourselves share in her virtues, in her dispositions, especially her docility to the Holy Spirit. Praise be Jesus and Mary.